George Washington was the father of our country and has always been a personal favorite of mine. Many of us have read many books about his Masonic history as well as his military service. Many of us have visited the George Washington Masonic Memorial in Alexandria, Virginia, and visited Mount Vernon, his plantation and home. However, one of the great legacies he gave our country and Masonry was a tradition he started on April 30th, 1789, the date of his first inauguration. The ceremony took place in the open gallery of the Old City Hall on Wall Street, New York City, in the presence of a vast multitude. Washington was dressed in a suit of dark brown cloth and white silk stockings, all of American manufacture. His hair was powdered and dressed in the fashion of the day, clubbed and ribboned. The oath of office was administered by Chancellor Robert R. Livingston, then the Grand Master of Masons in New York. The open Bible on which the President laid his hand was held on a rich crimson velvet cushion by Mr. Otis, Secretary of State. With them were John Adams, who had been chosen Vice President, George Clinton, first Governor of New York, Philip Schuyler, John Jay, General Knox, and Jacob Morton, who was the worshipful master of St. John's Lodge, who had retrieved the Lodge Bible when they discovered none had been provided. After taking his oath, Brother and now President Washington kissed the Bible reverently, closed his eyes, and in an attitude of devotion said, "So help me God." The Chancellor exclaimed, "It is done," and turning to the people, he shouted, "Long live George Washington, the first President of the United States." A shout that was echoed and re-echoed by the multitude present. And soon began the long history in our country of the President adding the words, "So help me God," to the oath of office, as well as taking that oath on a Bible. St. John's Lodge is the owner of what is now known as the George Washington Inaugural Bible. Since April 30th, 1789, the Bible has been used for the inaugurations of Warren G. Harding, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Jimmy Carter, and George H.W. Bush. In addition to its inaugural duties, the Bible has been utilized in funeral processions of President George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, and Zachary Taylor. The Bible has also been utilized at the cornerstone laying of the United States Capitol, the dedication of the Washington Monument, the centennials of the cornerstone laying of the White House, United States Capitol, and Statue of Liberty, the 1964 World's Fair, as well as the launching of the aircraft carrier George Washington. Brother George Washington could not have imagined the places that the sacred volume on which he took his oath of office would travel over the next 220 years. He certainly could not have imagined that the St. John's Inaugural Bible would travel to Nebraska with three members of St. John's Lodge on a cold February day in 2012. Nebraska Grand Lodge was honored to have the George Washington Inaugural Bible at the 146th Installation of Officers on February 12, 2012, at Waterloo Lodge No. 102 in Elkhorn, Nebraska. It was an historic day to have that Bible on the altar of Nebraska Masonry. The Bible also made a short trip to the Masonic Eastern Star Children's Home in Fremont on February 11, 2012, for their annual Chili Feed fundraiser. What a fantastic opportunity for the residents of the home to lay their eyes upon a real piece of Masonic and American history. Thank you to St. John's Lodge for making Installation Weekend a historic event for Nebraska Masonry. Many people had the opportunity to see this historic volume and contemplate its relevance in American and Masonic history. At the 2012 Installation of Officers, we placed additional replica George Washington Inaugural Bibles on the lodge altar with the original. Our intention is to present these replica Bibles at various Masonic events throughout 2012. If you have an idea for the presentation of one of these Bibles, please contact Michelle at the Grand Lodge office. We would love to hear from you. I am pleased to report that Nebraska Masonry is alive and well in 2012 and moving forward with programs that continue to give our organization great exposure. including the Nebraska Freemasons Child Identification Program. The CHIP program is now a partner and ambassador with the Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The Change for the Troops program, which will have a new mission in 2012, is we help soldiers returning from deployment. And, of course, the ever-popular Masonic Band Camp. Please consider helping support these programs financially or with the gift of time. In closing, I want to thank all the people who have assisted and guided me along my Masonic journey. There are too many to name them all, but I do want to thank my parents, Leroy and LaVon Motes, who exposed our family to Masonry at a young age. And finally, my wife, Diane, and our four children. They are the inspiration that provides me with the strength to perform this important job. It is a tremendous honor to serve as the 146th Grand Master of Masons in Nebraska. I thank you, and my 2012 officers thank you for the opportunity to serve the fraternity.